Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Kelly Erb with Mark's Binsdorf Realtors, and I just had to ask. Sheldon, did you really just buy a set of golf clubs and you never tried them out?
Yep, that's right.
And Sheldon, didn't you tell me whenever you buy a car, you never test drive it?
Again? Yep.
Don't you think that's pretty bizarre since you always tell people to talk to two or three agents when they sell their home?
Yes, it is. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm also with Mark's Binsdorf Realtors with Kelly. It's funny, we tell people that you should always talk to more than one agent to find out not only what they think about your home, but more importantly, what they will do for you. And you really need to make sure and include us in the interview process.
I agree, because how are you going to find out about our strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option? And as people often say, when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
That's Sheldon Rosengarten and Kelly Erb. Call or email us at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Hello, heavy lifters, deal seekers, business owners, and one-man crews. Welcome to your local Cat dealer, Thompson Machinery. Your home for Cat compact equipment and offers like 0% for 60 months and no payments for 90 days. Whether you're buying, renting, or looking for preventative maintenance, at Thompson Machinery, it all starts with hello. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport and be sure to ask about 0% for 60 months plus 90 days, no payments and no interest. Terms and conditions apply.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say,
we're brother to my ESPN. We're happy and we're singing and
it's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one and stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday, May 28th, and we continue to expect the return of the NBA. We just don't know what form it's going to come in. It seems like every national media member, John Martin, has weighed in with what they would do with their playoff plan. Saw one from Zach Lowe that, you know, just like Cuban's, was sort of complicated, convoluted, and it wasn't just 1 through 16. He did try to account for the Grizzlies' lead, because that's what we're all asking, right? Well, is the regular season going to count if you bring everybody back? It did that by saying you kind of advance in one of those one-off games. Maybe you get to the end already. I'm not sure. Y'all know where I stand. We're not moving the goalposts. Just give us 1 through 16. But it does seem like there's growing momentum to get more than just 16 teams in. We'll see how it goes. I'm starting to believe that's where we're going to be headed, John Martin. That folks are going to, you know, Damian Lillard's calls are going to be answered, folks want to see Zion Williamson. There's that. You know, return of sports seems imminent. And of course, last night, even here in Memphis, you had you had a protest right there on Union in front of the police precinct. As, you know, the outrage continues, and I think rightfully so, over the tragic death of George Floyd at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. If it's hard not to be mad. I'm going to be real honest with you. You know, and the other part of it is it's tough to talk sports when you look around and see what's going on in our country. So I'll be real honest with you there. It's going to be hard to not be emotional today, John Martin. It really is. You know, and I know, you know, we'll get to it through Lance Thomas, because you don't come here. This is not a three-hour show on the state of the country. But as sports tends to do.
Intersect.
Absolutely. And it did yesterday with Lance Thomas speaking out. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about plenty today. Hope you guys are healthy. And you're rolling with us.
Yeah, it is a difficult time in America. Not that it wasn't a difficult time in America before the pandemic, right? And it continues to be so. We'll get into all of that. 11:25. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. He is the coach of Musa Cisse, Team Thad. Now, even though Musa Cisse is reclassing, that doesn't necessarily mean that his his amateur basketball – I guess he would still technically be an amateur at the college level. But his high school basketball career doesn't have to necessarily be over. We'll get into all of that with Laird Veach. Not Laird Veach. Norton Hurd IV at 11:25. We'll do all of that with him next. 12:25, Ben Golliver is going to join us. Ben Golliver, of course, covers the NBA for the Washington Post. We'll get into his thoughts on the return of the NBA, what iteration he thinks it may take. Are the Grizzlies getting absolutely skewered here? Are they getting screwed? Are they getting robbed by having to basically, even though they had 65 games to earn their spot, as did the Pelicans, as did the Kings, as did the Blazers, they're still going to basically have to fight for it again, all over again.
It's feeling like it.
Yeah, is that robbery for the Memphis Grizzlies? Ben Golliver's going to join us at 12:25, and then Jeff Calkins is going to hop on with us, like he always does, at 1:25. He is the king of COVID in Memphis, and he will join us at 1:25. So that is the show today, but I think you're right. You feel a little disingenuous. You know, it's one thing to decide to talk about COVID or not, and, you know, on this platform. You know, you can do that every day if you want, or you can decide, you know what, we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to focus on other things. But I feel like this is one of those topics that you can't and shouldn't ignore.
You cannot.
Or avoid. And it's happening right here in our city. It's happening over at University of Memphis basketball. Lance Thomas yesterday, I think right as we were going off the show yesterday, we didn't see it until after we got off the show. Basically, he had tweeted that he was not going to stand for the national anthem. Now, he said Pledge of Allegiance, but he meant the national anthem.
Clearly.
Before games.
That's fine.
And he ended up taking it down, and he followed up with a tweet that said, made me take it down. We're not clear who that was. Was it
doesn't sound like it was Laird Veach from Jeff Calkins' show.
Right, Laird Veach said they support his freedom of speech, and we'll get into that here momentarily. But it just feels like, and I'll be honest with you, and I know you have a lot of things to say too. Like, I wonder what I should do. I wonder what I can do, because I do think that it's imperative to not be silent.
Mm-hmm.
To not, you know, because the caller on Jeff's show today, I think there is a luxury, right, when you look like me, to when you can ignore it if you want, and it's not part of your daily life. But that's not what I think we should do.
And you can't ignore it doing a show with an African-American male.
Well, that's true.
You just can't. You know, I listened to some of those callers on Jeff, and that, I think, John, you asked, what do I do? Well, I mean, because listen, we don't solve these problems without you, which in turn means what? Without white folks. Black folks can't solve racism. That's my point. So when you ask that, and you're putting me on the spot, but I, but I, I know what the answer is. Jeff mentioned it. It's listen. It's because so often, John, when we get into these conversations, when black folks are trying to tell you how they're feeling about all this, and we're trying to explain why Lance and the idea that he's kneeling for the anthem is not some infringement upon someone else's rights, right? We get caught up in that part, right? We get away from George Floyd and the evil there, and we get back into you and me and our aisles and our rights and all that kind of stuff. And that's not what we need right now. What we need right now is to listen. Yeah, I mean, and that's the part. It's hard to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and it's easier to ignore it. But right now, that's what we need. There's 200 million of you, about 40 million of us, okay? We need y'all to listen. And here's the deal. This is what we don't need. And listen, I know this is a small majority. But last night, when black folks are trying to, black and white, are trying to express their outrage in a peaceful manner, there's two counter-protests out, protesters out on Union. And what are they doing? They're trying to incite. And how are they doing it? If you read the story over the commercial appeal, and again, I would tell you this is a small minority. I ain't saying this is all white folks. I promise you I'm not saying that. My mom is white, okay? And she sure as hell ain't on that side. But think about it. This is where I'm asking you to listen. Think about if someone was yelling at you, go out for a jog. Because that, obviously, is a reference to Ahmaud Arbery, who in Georgia, obviously, slain by two white guys, maybe even a third. Mm-hmm. And it makes light of the protest, of our right, to go out and express ourselves peacefully. And what does it do? You take a situation where you're already angry, John, but you're trying to do it peacefully. You're having that yelled at you, and my gosh, I'd want to break the barrier down too. Because again, it's total disrespect. Now, again, I'm using them as a small example, but it goes back to listening. I'm asking you guys to listen rather than the, well, that's an infringement on my rights. I love the flat, you know.
Or
listen,
it's a disrespect to service members.
100%. It's not that. It's our only way. What would you have us do? Go riot? Right. Break into stores? We saw that last. No, that's not acceptable, and I'm not condoning it. We all said it last night. Everybody to a man, African American, all of us. Don Lemon was on. It should never get to that point where you think, okay, because George Floyd died, I can break in and go get a TV. No. But I would ask you, if we can't kneel for the flag peacefully, kneel during the national anthem peacefully, like Lance Thomas has talked about, he wants to do. Well, you don't want that. But then we certainly can't go out and break things. You don't want to see that either. So what are we supposed to do? Listen. It's hard to listen. It is. And John, I'll be real honest with you. Me and you get to a point where we're arguing whatever else about sports, whatever else. I stop listening to you because I want to get my point across. Don't let me talk. Let me talk. Because I got something to say. I need y'all, please, to stop and just listen. Because, I mean,
that's the easy thing to do.
We say it's easy, but is it? And I'm asking.
It should be.
It's easy for you. And I thank God for that. Right? I thank God we have this partnership where you can let me get emotional and know that I'm not pointing the finger at you. You know what I'm saying? When
Absolutely.
I say white folks, you know that you, because again, we get back to it. Some might take offense at that. When white folks comes out of my mouth, people stop listening,
yeah.
Right? Because they think, okay, well, that's an attack on me. And I promise you it is not. But it is so imperative, y'all. The only way we get through this is if we listen. And listen, if we don't have video in these situations, John, we ain't even talking about George Floyd today. You realize that?
Yep.
We wouldn't even know his name if we didn't have video in the Arbery case. The police had the video for months, John, and no one got arrested.
It happened in February.
It was because it got leaked publicly that those guys were arrested. And why? Why? Well, because one of them had worked for the sheriff's department that was investigating it. If there's no video, there's probably no arrest. This continues to go on. The thing in Central Park, John, okay? And again, I'm not doing this to say bam, 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 but they're all wrapped around each other. It feels like they've all happened so recently.
Yep.
Where that white woman uses the system. The scariest part of that was when she changed her voice on the phone with police. She went from, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the police on you, and I'm going to tell them an African-American man is threatening me. She was calm then for the most part. I mean, you could she's scared. I realize that. But her, y'all heard it when her voice changed when she got on the phone.
Yep.
Then it was a woman who feared for her life. It turned into an act. And it was scary, John, the way she changed it.
Yeah.
And then goes to I'm going to abuse the system, right, to get my way here. And what's the system? Well, a system that, you know, disproportionately jails African-American men and in some case beats the hell out of them, okay, because we just saw it. Again, y'all, I need to take it down because, again, it's so hard to do this and not get emotional. And once you start getting emotional, it gets tougher and tougher to get your point across. But I hope I'm getting mine across because it's very simple. It's asking something of you all. It's asking you guys to listen to us and to not say we can't have it this way or that way or this way because that's an infringement upon my rights. What about George Floyd's rights? And again, if thank God somebody got it on video, because I'm telling you now, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I wouldn't be able to tell you, listen, with anybody really listening to me. So we've got to make something of this. I'm glad, John, that we're leading off with it. I'm glad we're not just talking sports, because when we do that, what do? We marginalize it. We say it's nothing. We can move on. Oh, it's a small problem. No. You know, no one, you know, in a situation like this, and again, we saw it last night, where it appears that the initial story that this guy's resisting arrest was false. You see the video. Four cops on one guy. They've all been fired. Obviously, you want them charged. I would think that many of us do. Most of us do. That's justice. Hopefully, at some point, George Floyd's family will get that. But in terms of solving this, and again, it ain't no easy fix. I'm glad because it got us right. You ask the right. What do I do? Man, hopefully you just listen and put yourself in our shoes and say, man, if that had been your brother or your son underneath the knee of that, how enraged would you be? Would you want to knock down, you know, barriers and all that? Hell yeah, you would. And when you try to keep that emotion pinned in so you can make your point and be peaceful, you got like a couple of anti-protesters or whatever else trying to get you back to, you know, to a level where, again, the point doesn't matter. And I told myself I wasn't going to get emotional at all, that I was going to go right through this and business, boom, boom, boom. You know, just hit it, man, just hit it. But I will tell you, you can't just be, we can't be business as usual about this. And I apologize for getting emotional, but I don't, because I hope in some way you see that we all should take this seriously. And today, no, you know, yeah, maybe we'll get to some sports, but it doesn't matter today. Today we got to fix ourselves and we got to fix our country. The only way you do that, man, is, you know, slowly but surely, you know, feeling for one another and listening to each other. And look, all the problems ain't on one side. But my gosh, man, just be brothers and sisters to each other. And let's get some real justice rather than these things just being a story for 2 or 3 days. And let's change some things. You know,
because
we have the power. You guys have the power. I promise you do. But we need your help. Because very simply, as I was explaining to my son last night, there's more of you than there are of me. There's 5 of you to 1 of me. There's 200 million, 40 million, you know, roughly. And we're not going to solve this on our own. It can't be on us to fix us, right? To fix racism, we need you all. So please listen. I mean, my nose is running. I look like probably like Jordan right now. But that's how seriously I want you guys to take this, seriously. I didn't know I was going to come in here and do this.
Well,
I knew I had something to say, but I prayed and I hoped that God would give me the right words. I don't know if they are. They probably aren't. But damn it, if y'all would just listen.
I got to hold it together because I'm over here trying my hardest too, man. I am so proud to be your partner.
I'm proud to have you as a partner, man. Yeah, I mean, you always listen to me. And I mean, I'm dead serious. You always listen to me. And, you know, in some silly, small storybook way, like we've said it before, I hope that our example is an example, you know, and not just on sports and back and forth and you and I, you know, a real example to people that,
you know, whatever it is, man, and especially in these times, we got to listen to each other.
Yeah, it's I think I'm good now. It is so important to have you here. I am so glad that somebody finally saw who you are and what you have to offer to everybody listening to this station right now. And I think that this time it cannot be more important to have a voice like yours on this show and on this station. And I'm so glad that you're here, man. You know, I think we have to, and I'm going to speak for my side here. I think we have to stop being afraid. I think we have to start seeing people as what they are, which is people. Not monsters, not you know, threats, not animals. You know, I saw a video on Facebook yesterday. It's just this black guy, like he's just looking in the camera, and he says, "I can recite every word to N.W.A. Strata Compton, but I love Phantom of the Opera." I love peas. I love you know, I love to go hiking. And he's basically saying these things because I am just a person. I am just me. I am just a human being. And I think sometimes, I don't know why, I don't know for what, but we suspend that disbelief for whatever reason that we're not standing in front of another person. And that's why you see the deals that happen in Central Park like you talked about. You know, that you just feel threatened for what? Because you're within, you know, 5 feet of a black man, that shouldn't strike fear in the hearts of white people. That should not be the case. And we have to make that choice. We have to make that conscious choice to not be afraid and to see our brothers and sisters as human beings, which is, at the end of the day, what they are, what we all are. And are there human beings with free will who are going to make mistakes, who are going to commit crimes? Yes. But that doesn't mean that we have to hold those prejudices with everyone that we meet. There was no reason for that woman to call the police. None at all. There was another case. I don't know where it was. It might have even been in Minnesota, of a man who was working out in an office building, saw a couple young black guys, called the cops because he didn't think they belonged there.
He assumed they didn't belong there.
We have to forget, though. We have to unwind those prejudices because those... Obviously, the police brutality, you know, against African Americans is a huge, long systemic issue. But there are other systemic issues within that. And so we have to unwind those prejudices because the quicker and the sooner that we do that, the more progress that we will be able to make.
Yeah, again, if all this hadn't been on video, we're not talking, you know. But, John, I appreciate what you said. Absolutely. And again, to sort of sum this up, because it isn't something we're going to fix with a radio show, with an opening segment, right, that tries to sort of express what it's feeling. White guy, black guy, we're not going to solve it tomorrow. But to get there, you have to be willing to not just think about yourself, right? And to put yourself in the shoes of a guy like George Floyd's family. That wasn't, you watch that, the one thing I think most people say is, okay, that was a murder, right? And in some way, right, you have to, I mean, I'm asking a lot, but you got to keep that emotion that was just bubbling up in me and making me want to, you know. And then when folks are telling you, man, go out for a jog, you have to stop. And again, I'm talking to, you know, in this case, white folk, you have to stop and realize this isn't just a statistic, like you said. This isn't just he must have been resisting arrest. We have a problem in this country with police brutality. It's what Colin Kaepernick, I know, and controversially, it's what he was kneeling for. And I would ask you, are you, and I guess, you know, listening to Jeff and at least one of those callers, are you still mad at him? Like, is that really the problem? Because, again, I would tell you, that flag doesn't just represent all the servicemen and women who've served, right? It represents all of us. For the 40 million of us and the 200 million of you and the 50 million of my brown brothers and sisters, it represents all of us. So, again, you look at George Floyd, think about how it doesn't just impact black folks. It's impacting us all because our country, in many ways, is broken. And the only way, and again, it's not a quick fix, is we have to listen to each other and be willing to put ourselves in those shoes. Because if you did, you would say, ain't no way. Ain't no way that's justified. This is wrong. Change this. And that is how we get to change.
Yep.
I respect everyone's rights. But right now, ain't time to be talking about, you know, oh, now, you know, the flag, you know, it's time to listen. And I appreciate you listening. Well, I appreciate our listeners that, you know, listened, that maybe tuned in for sports today, but they stuck around because they said, you know what, this sounds serious to them. I better stick here. Even if they don't agree with what I better stick here because you listened, and that's all I'm asking. And in doing that, I'm pretty sure we can convince you something's got to change.
Your perspective has never been, I think, more necessary, man. And I love you. And
love
I
you
love
too, brother.
And when I think about the future of this country, I think about CJ.
CJ, last night, me and my wife having a call. When do we talk to CJ about the police? And Anthony Sain tweeted out last night, many others have. As fathers, we shouldn't have to do that. I'm hoping, John, you won't have to do it for your kids. I'm assuming you won't. It's a different experience for us. And again, I'm asking you to realize, to put yourselves in our shoes and realize it is a different. Some of those callers to Jeff, they know it. They knew it. I heard them. It is a different experience. And yes, thinking about telling CJ, man, hands up, never resist, right? There's a certain way you talk to police because you don't want to take a chance. You don't want your life in their hands. I shouldn't have to have that conversation, but we do. And we have to do it because, to this point, many parts of this country are broken. And so, again, listen.
We're going to talk to Norton Hurd IV when we come back. We'll get his thoughts on Musa Cisse, his reclassification, the kind of impact that he might make for a college basketball program, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
At Cooper Systems, they would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the frontline employees, the first responders, the medical workers, and all of those fine people who are working to meet the needs of our community in these challenging times. We all appreciate how they are working to keep us safe and healthy. Their dedication, their bravery, and commitment are inspiring. And we want every one of these heroes to know that we take comfort every day and in every way and are very thankful they are here for us. You know, we're all doing our best to live together, to laugh together, and to stick together, even when we are far apart. So thank you to the nurses, the doctors, the frontliners, and first responders of all kinds. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you very much. From Lee and Lauren Cooper and all the staff at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park.
This is an important message about coronavirus. You are at higher risk for getting seriously ill if you are over 65, if you have any serious underlying medical conditions like heart disease, chronic lung disease like asthma, diabetes, or if you are undergoing cancer treatment. Stay home. Avoid close contact with others. Wash your hands frequently with soap and water for 20 seconds. Disinfect frequently touched objects like doorknobs and light switches. Visit coronavirus.gov for the latest information from the CDC. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Radio.com helps you stay connected to the news, local news, with updates about how coronavirus is affecting your area, and everything else to keep you, your family, and friends connected to everything important happening in your community. Get even more information with national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Get it all. Local news, national news, business and financial news. Stay connected to all the news you need on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
At Charmin, we understand the last thing you should have to worry about right now is having enough toilet paper. Please know we're working around the clock to get you more Charmin as quickly as possible. We're also donating $2 million to direct relief to serve our communities. In the meantime, from our Charmin family to yours, please stay safe.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. In need of an oil change? Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need something fast, you can get it fast, your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in store or curbside, the choice is yours. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details on AutoZone.com.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
Hey guys, I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, free, no-contact delivery, and curbside pickup, so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy, so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Frontier Western Store is open and ready to serve you for all your needs in boots, apparel, pet food, and more. Frontier is proud to be a local leader here in the Mid-South when it comes to boots. Stop by the store today for an incredible selection of name brand work and dress boots. Come browse aisles and aisles of top quality boots at everyday low prices in their world-famous boot showroom. Dan Post, Rocky, Durango, Twisted X, Georgia, Ariat, and many more. There's so many styles, colors, and fits available, you might need a hand picking out your favorites. Luckily, Frontier's knowledgeable sales staff will cheerfully assist you with any questions you have and ensure the proper fit of your new boots. Frontier also has an amazing selection of jeans and shirts by Wrangler, Ariat, and Carhartt, as well as a fully stocked women's boutique department with thousands of tops and dresses at unbelievable prices. New arrivals often. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Now is my time.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Score like I made the touchdown. Swerving and a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I flood it with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that four in sun drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got them rocks, diamond rocks, whip the pot. 1600, that's the block. Hit your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me. Now she want to caress me. She keep trying to...
Is the coach and program director of Nike's Team Thad. Been a while since we've caught up with him, but some news yesterday, certainly. He can help us make some sense of it. And he joins us now. Coach Hurd, what's going on?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Hey, everything is okay over here. Everything, we're getting through it as best we can. How are you hanging in there, man? Because would this not be a EYBL weekend? Or, like, I mean, would you not have a lot coming up?
What's today? Yeah, it's hard to get the days right these
days. It's the 28th.
It's the 28th of May. Actually, we would have been through with all four of the regular season EYBL events, and we would be, June would be the month coming up that they go back and do high school events. The elite players will be going to elite camps right now all of June, and then we will be preparing for Peace Jam in July. So that where we would have been at right now.
How much are you, just as a coach, right, this opportunity that you had with another, what felt like special team, Coach Hurd, how much are you just regretting having missed out on that opportunity because of what we've gone through?
Well, and like I told some people the other day, man, we had a special team. We still do. with whatever they let us do. Of course, it's not going to be the full thing. Regret was something I thought about at first, but at this point, I'm not going to say I regret it because I understand how serious the thing is. It's bigger than sports. Absolutely. And as you two know, I'm a big religious man, and I always feel like, you know, God had a plan. This probably, you know, for everybody, he has a plan. For me, if we just talking about sports, he might say, here, you know, I'm not quite ready for you to win Under Armour, then Nike back-to-back. So, you know, that was his plan, you know. So, you know,
yes,
so, so whatever his plan is, seriously, I go with it. I never try to question it. But we did have a special team and still do, you know, from, you know, the guys, the guards that we have, a lot of the good guards in this city, outside the city. We had signs of most of other guys that COVID-19 interfered. And not just for us, because I don't want to sound selfish. There's a lot of people across this city and across this world had really great plans right now. And unfortunately, it has to be delayed. But I do think we had something really special going on. And I hate it for the 2021 class at all, because 2021 class in Memphis is actually one of the better classes in a few years that I really think is going to be special. But like I say, this whole thing kind of has interfered.
Just to clarify on that, it's the juniors, right, that especially, like there's some seniors that would be still getting maybe – couple of offers still coming in, but it's those juniors especially that at this time this is their time to shine, right, Coach? And with that dead period extended, they're not getting that opportunity right now?
Yeah, I would say when you're talking about just strictly basketball, it's the junior class that's getting the most hurt out of this, just the 2021 class.
And then yet, tell me about it. Cam Jones, you got one. You mentioned Musa Cisse. We know he's got a ton of offers. He's going to be picking a six. We're going to ask you about him in a minute. But a guy that we haven't talked as much about that is on that squad just recently got offered by Florida. How good is Cam Jones?
Okay, well, Cam Jones just recently got offered by Florida and Marquette.
Yep, and Marquette. Yep.
Yeah. He he's getting, you know, scouted by a lot of other guys. One thing about Cam, and I would tell every kid out here, every parent and every program director, you know, this is the time that relationships matter, you know. So Cam Jones is really good. He's a kid that works his butt off. This really hurt him, but because of, you know, certain relationships and some of his stuff able to begin sent out to the right people, he has still had some opportunities, you know.
That's what I was going to ask you, sort of not to interrupt you, but how it materialized since he can't be out. Is that you calling coaches and saying, man, look at this kid I've got for you? I mean, how does he get to that point?
Well, this is what I would say, y'all. You know, I hate to put myself into stuff. I always like to keep it about the kid. With his situation and the relationship I do have, if we were talking about credit, I have like a 850 with college coaches. You know, my word means.
Oh, my. That's white man credit.
Is that FICO or Equifax? I mean,
I don't think you can go above 850, can you, Coach? That's like perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect. So let me say 795 I went too far. So I'm like a 795, right? But I say that seriously because a lot of coaches do lean on me because they know we have even you know, I have our program. I had a lot of kids that wasn't even ranked.
You had a 4-year guy at Florida, to your point.
Yeah. And he, you know, just different kids over the years. I remember, Jason, when you did that report on me, and we was in my living room, and then Baylor and another coach called me like, "Heard whoever you tell us to offer, we gotta believe because we missed out on Chills, we missed out on this person." So they just know I have just an eye for talent, you know, and so. You know, Cam Jones, you know, and he did some good things. He's not at the biggest high school, but he do have a good high school coach and everything like that. He won MVP, but a lot of stuff don't get seen. So that first I want to say he put in the hard work, and he definitely deserved it. Me echoing it and giving it the budge, it was just a good team work together, which this is stuff, if the season was going on, we wouldn't even have to go through all
right.
this. But right now – that's what everybody doing right now, worrying about internet, trying to send out workouts, trying to do this and that, and that's just basically where we at right now. But he is probably one of the more underrated kids in this city and country. When you put out the top five in Memphis, You might not see his name, but to me, being able to create for himself and others and being able to score off the dribble, he's the best in the city with that.
I watched this.
We are, of course, talking to Norton Hurd, the fourth program director and coach of Nike's team. Thad, where's Musa going?
That I don't know, Coach. Okay. That's almost like asking me, you know, when the corona over. None of us know.
It's the same thing, okay.
What you talking about, in terms of
your expertise, I don't believe that. I do understand that maybe you can't tip your hand. In terms of the reclassification part, though, this makes sense, right? I mean, given the fact that there's no entrance exam for eligibility, I mean, this is a no-brainer for a guy like Musa, right?
Yeah, I would say so. My thought process, and John, you funny because you just think I'd be trying to hold in all information. I actually try not to get into a lot of information. So with Musa, just giving a quick thing, I always thought without ever even asking him or his family about it that he would possibly reclass after Peace Jam. I always just thought that was just a Norton Hurd the fourth just thought on his own. You know what I mean? I was like, this seemed like after the kid did it for Mocan last year and some other kids, I was like, he seemed like the kid that would be physically ready to do that. You know what I mean? And I didn't think he was too far from grades. Now, with, you know, possibly not really being a big summer, this and that, and then like you just said, John, even the test thing, then it feel like it makes sense, yeah.
How would you compare him to Wiseman Hurd, the basic comparison for those that haven't seen Musa? Maybe it's a Tigers fan that didn't get to see him at Lausanne. They know all his accolades, but is he less polished, obviously, than Wiseman? Maybe not, but is he better defensively? Like, how do you square those things?
Okay, let me make sure I say this right.
Both lottery picks, right? I mean, that's the case.
In my opinion, okay. Yes, sir. I would say that Musa... Yeah, James probably be more skilled for if you just want to, even though James really not a post guy either. He more of a catch and shoot, catch alleys. But I would say James is probably better if you just want to throw it in the post and get out the way.
Right.
But I think Musa brings so much, how can I say this, like his body and athleticism just bring so much control on the game, even without scoring at times. And his offense is a lot better than people think. If you go watch some Lausanne tapes or some workout, it was games he hit threes on a high level. It was games he hit mid ranges on a high level. His upside is crazy. I mean, the kid probably he touched the top of the square with ease. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that he couldn't touch the top of the backboard. He's a legit 6'11". I think if you put him in the NBA today, he is a top 5 to 10 shot blocker if you put him in the NBA today as a 17-year-old kid. So
wow.
When you talk about a year or two from now when he get there, I think he's – look, it's not going to be no secret. If y'all still running this job, God be it, and I'm still around – that when we talk on here 3 years from now, he's leading the NBA in block shots.
Now, hold on, Hurd.
3 years, that's not that long.
Now, hold on, Hurd. He's 17 right now, you told us. And, I mean, this isn't a pressure situation where, even though he physically built like a man, he's still a boy when it comes to, you said he'd be top five in blocks right now if you dropped him in the NBA.
I said five out of ten. That's what I said at first. Mess the numbers up like the stock market. 5 to 10.
You said five to ten still, Hurd, seems high. I mean, there's some grown-ass men in the NBA. This is you stand by that. That is not an exaggeration or hyperbole.
Well, I'm going to say this. Musa C went on a couple – let me make sure I'm wearing this right with all purposes. He went on a few unofficial visits in his life, right?
Yes.
So at the unofficial visits he went to, there were already pros on the team and this and that. Every time he played with the team, it was some lottery picks that he played against. He was just as good, if not better, and blocked their shots the same way he was blocking the kid's shots at Lausanne.
Interesting.
So to the question that Giannotto was asking yesterday, the juice is worth the squeeze if you're Penny. You don't have any choice. You have to go after this kid, it sounds like. He's a game changer. Like, you don't have a choice if you're Memphis. no matter what you're going through. It sounds like.
Yeah, you know, I don't even think like that's a question. Why wouldn't you go after a good kid anyway? If you,
he's a monster.
The narrative, is with the Heat, right? That Memphis is in this, and because of the situation, the kid moved into Memphis. That this would invite more Heat. But my counter to that heard was like, all eyes on Memphis and Penny anyway. So why not, you know, and all eyes on LSU too, for that matter.
Exactly.
I would think.
Exactly. So I'm gonna say this. I think that Memphis, LSU, whoever else in the mix, I know we're way back from when he was even at UT chat, no Penny. So I would say, first of all, from a character standpoint, they're both great people. Now, from an institutional standpoint that the NCAA is trying to make out of these guys, they both do have something NCAA-wise on their record. You see, so I think when you mention them both of them NCAA-wise, nobody is in a better boat besides the NCAA has went harder on one particular institution over the other.
So far.
If that's fair to say. You know, if that's fair to say. So, you know, that's my take on that. So I feel like this is my other take. This is what I really want to say this about. Never talked to Penny about this before, but for people that's alluding that Musa C moved down here because of Penny, you're really a shallow thinker. Like you say, it's already Heat on Memphis. Let's say it wasn't no Heat on Memphis. Do you know how stupid that would be of anybody moving somebody in the same city, knowing that's the first thing, you know, the first thing they're going to? That's not smart. You know, that doesn't make sense, guys. This is not a fairy tale movie. Even people who connected with players, I think they're a lot that's a kind of crazy to do. You get what I'm saying? So
yes.
That makes no sense of why that kid in Memphis, from my understanding, it was a better opportunity to go to Los Angeles. I even had people question me before, like, heard he moved her? I'm like, dude, I don't have that type of clout. Now he's not even, you know, now he's reclassing. So, but I have heard that so much, and I'm like, now people saying, the kid, well, some people, experts say the kid might not go to Memphis. So I'm saying in my head, well, if he ain't going to Memphis, that should even more let y'all know that Memphis didn't move him here. So that's why people, I think, just be needing a story sometime, you know, because
we do need stories. That's definitely, we got to keep the content machine going, as you know, Herd. I mean, just your, you know, when you look sort of, and again, I know, I'm asking you for your opinion. I'm not asking for your, you know, your necessarily information, but when you look at sort of the schools that he is considering, I mean, would you agree that Memphis needs him more than the others?
I would agree. Yeah. I mean, in the ones that I'm hearing, he's seriously considering the top two or three.
Yeah. Which are just, I'll say it, LSU, Florida State, and Memphis.
Okay. Let me just break them three down. So I didn't know that. Thank you for that information.
Oh, you sure? Yeah. I'm glad I could break that for you.
I would say someone would say he's a missing piece for winning the national championship for Florida State. But is he but do they need him the baddest? Because he also got to make a career move for himself. And then if you get to LSU and Memphis. I don't fully know what's on LSU roster for next year because I've seen like 2-3 people have entered the draft. But I do know for sure that Memphis, I think, will be number one in the conference, which usually leads to, you know, that leads to going to the NCAA if they got Musa C. Because I think they're, well, I don't know if the transfers can play now, right? That they can't play.
Well, they got to get a waiver. Yeah.
I think DeAndre, but probably not on Landers. That's what we're thinking.
Okay, so let's just say the transfers could play. With Musa C, I think that you have solved all of your problems. Our young guards from next year just have to step. Memphis young guards from last year has to, you know, step up more this year, and they still have enough pieces to have a really, really good team.
Got you. Hey, Herd, man, this is always a pleasure to have you on, man. Thank you for Jason says he has one more.
Let me ask you one more thing, Herd, just because we're on today. As a father, right? You are you are a father like me. When you start having the conversation with your kid, because I was asking my wife when we have it with my 6-year-old son, when do we start, about what's going on in the, you know, in our country and the, you know, the disparity, I'll put it that way. When do you think, have you started having those you know, those thoughts as a as an African American father in this country about when you'll start having that talk with your kid?
Well, I actually have some of those talks with like my players.
With your players.
Fortunately, like I say, I have a daughter, not a son, and it haven't been as bad on African American women as it has been males. Yeah. I guess African Americans. I just know it been more men.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So no, I haven't got into it with her. I just kind of tell my players to ask me to comply. And you know, I've been listening to y'all, John, and you said, Jason, John, you said something great earlier. I think it's a problem that will take some time, man, for the world just to form. As y'all know, if it was a regular year, I'm a big basketball guy, go and scout over the country. And a lot of times I'm driving overnight through towns, and you know, I'm not scared to be driving overnight because I got enough energy. I got a Red Bull and only be hoping not to get pulled over by the wrong cop a lot of times. You know what I mean? So you shouldn't have to think like that when you're driving just because of your race. So, and I'm just praying for George and his family, praying that everything, you know, can just get to one in this world at some point. I think, and just to speak on our country, I think we got a great country, and I think that's one of the problems. I think if we solve that, because, you know, politics and all that, that's small matter to me when it comes to, like, the way human beings should be treated. I think if we finally can just get equal in this country, man, it would be a beautiful thing. And I guess we just got to keep taking steps, man. But it's unfortunate in the year 2020, only probably because of cameras, what is still going on, you know. And, you know, it almost feel like watching CNN, like we're in the 40s, 50s today or something. And it's just only the stuff that's being recorded. I'm sure there's so much stuff that's not being recorded. And, you know, I just hope we can all get peace one day and everybody be equal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, man.
Thank you for the time, as always, man. Be safe out there.
No problem. All right.
He is Norton Hart, the fourth team, Thad, program director and coach. I think we can get there. I have hope for the future.
We got to, because we're thinking about our kids.
Yeah. I think we do have hope. We should have hope for the future.
Yeah, can't minimize, though. That's the point, right? Recognize, realize. We said put yourself in be willing to put yourself in someone else's shoes, but we have to realize, look in the mirror, realize there's a problem before we can fix anything. I mean, that's you know, stop you know, refuting the idea that we have an issue here, or that, oh, well, it's equal on the side too. Well, yeah, and it's wrong all the way around.
Right.
But, yeah, John, you have to believe, right, don't we? Just like when we were in, you know, the beginning stages of this pandemic.
Yep.
It's important to, right, to stay positive, believe we're going to get through it.
Yep.
I believe it's important to believe that we can have an improved America. There's no question about it, because we have to. Why? For our children, for 6-year-old CJ, for the future. What were you going to call him? Wendell?
Mason? Myron.
Myron?
Yeah.
Antonio,
but
your son?
I think I do reserve the right to change that.
You can name him after Yo Burks.
I can. I have no problem with that. You know, a cross-racial name, if you will.
That's why it's important, because we don't want them to be dealing with, you know, my son come on here and he's talking to your son. We're still crying because it's the same issues.
Absolutely.
Let's get to it.
No, I mean, I love CJ like he's a nephew, man. You know what I mean?
We can tell, brother, and we love you for it.
And I want him to come up in a world where he's not afraid, if he is in danger, to call the police.
Or if he's asking that cop in this case, right, and with his hands behind his back, basically, I need medical help, that he gets it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And continue to be choked to death.
Yeah, so... But I believe that one day we will get there as a nation. I truly do. I have real hope. It just is. Well,
you start ignoring it, then we won't. So
no, exactly.
We you're it's appreciated, John. No question about it.
All right,
and we can get there, brother.
We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Ben Golliver is going to join us at 12:25. We're going to talk to him about the resumption of the NBA. The Premier League is beating everybody. That are coming back June 17th. At this point, Major League Baseball is probably not coming back, you'd have to say.
That's not looking good right now.
They're haggling.
I see you, Scherzer.
They're haggling over money right now, which is just very, just it's tacky,
Right, because it's not just the players; it's the owners too.
Well, right,
you're right.
Both
parties. I shouldn't just single out one.
Both parties.
No, you're right.
Yeah, they're haggling over money
right now. It seems greedy.
Yeah, so we'll get into all of that and more coming up. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Don't miss the Gary Parrish Show.
Please make Brendan Haywood the big interview. The
documentary took me inside Michael Jordan, something I'd never seen, even though I played with him for 2 years.
What was it like playing with him for 2 years? Was it fun? Was it hard? Was it a combination of things?
It's an emotional roller coaster.
The Gary Parrish Show, weekdays 4 to 6 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis is listening now more than ever to 92.9 on AM, on FM, on the radio.com app, and on smart speakers by saying play 92.9 ESPN.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
We need small businesses. And right now, they need us. So Verizon is connecting big names and entertainment with small businesses around the country. Introducing Verizon Pay It Forward Live, a weekly live stream to support local communities and share ways to help small businesses. Verizon Pay It Forward Live. Tune in every Thursday at Verizon on Twitter and Yahoo Entertainment at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Small businesses need us now more than ever.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hey, guys. I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, free, no-contact delivery, and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7, subject to change, restrictions apply.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Take me around the world and back again.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The news today is that the Premier League in, you know, across the pond.
Yes, vaguely aware of the
soccer.
Premier League. Yes, I get it.
Featured in FIFA, as you know, which is a great video game. I don't know if you've ever played FIFA, but
been told.
It's a fun game. I don't play soccer, as you know, but it is a fun game. I haven't bought FIFA in a while, but... I did have a few years there where I was really into it. But the Premier League is coming back on June 17th. Now, I have a friend named Jones, who played golf at the University of Memphis, and I believe his dad was involved on some level with Aston Villa, which is a Premier League team. He was skeptical. I believe he's from Binghamton, not to be confused with Binghamton.
No,
there's a different Binghamton.
Pronunciations.
Yeah, but he was skeptical a month ago that the Premier League would come back and finish their season. They are coming back to finish their season. So what that basically means is we've already had Bundesliga come back. We've already had NASCAR come back. We've already had UFC come back. I believe boxing is coming back soon.
Mm-hmm.
Premier League is coming back. We just don't have the hard date yet for NBA, Major League Baseball, and then we shall see on the start date for college football. I am a little surprised, not going to lie to you, Jason, and it's not one of those things where, like, oh, you have to have a take on when the NBA thinks it's safe to come back. I'm a little surprised that it is going to be so far from now, though, with the Premier League starting in June. I'm a little surprised that, like, I saw the date yesterday is perhaps early August for the NBA. That just feels like a long time from now. Like, you know, I mean,
well, especially after we were getting our hopes up that it'd be
June
maybe,
1.
Yeah.
That's what Mark Cuban was saying when this
you're talking about, that was way early.
Yeah, it
and,
was.
And many of us knew that.
It was.
You know, I think even, thought he was being overly optimistic, just can you even get that done? But I meant July. I meant that July date, as early as possible in July. I think some of us had kind of set ourselves on. You saw Barkley again on just as recently as Monday saying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.